Follow us on Twitter, Hurt Words Podcast, Twitter handle, Hurt Words 3. Email us at hurtwordswithaz@gmail.com. And look us up on Instagram at hurtwords3 as well. Same thing as Twitter. And I wasn't really going to come in and do this, but I was just going to come in and get hurt by myself real quick. But then I tried my cup of coffee. And I like to treat my coffee just, I mean, not black all the time, but I'll use the creamer. I got a fucking Pokeball coffee cup that's not your normal size coffee cup. It could fit like 4 cups of coffee in this fucking coffee cup, thanks to my awesome brother-in-law, my wonderful sister-in-law. That's my Christmas present. Myers. I got my puppy in here. Well, he's outside with me. I do this outside. That way I'm not encased in some shit. I'm just dying and stuff. But, anyways. I was like super excited to come out here and freaking get hurt. Then I tried my cup of coffee and let's just say the Bailey's non-alcoholic coffee creamer, which I think Bailey's is gross by itself, like regular Bailey's by itself is fucking disgusting. And my coffee is pretty disgusting, and I feel really bad because I made the usual amount that I make, that I usually typically drink. But Mars! It doesn't listen. The fires of live. I was watching The Grinch. Hopefully you guys are having a good day. I had a good day. Where I'm at, it's really, really, really early. And I'm up already because usually I wake up this early. I do my morning routine and stuff. Also, I'm going to come in and let you guys know that we'll put something else out later today. Also, me and Ramp will be here. And enough with the fucking adamant. Like, just tell me, say, Jeremiah, shut the fuck up. Put in some fucking paper. Spark that shit up. And shut the fuck up, right? So shit, but man, going out in the UK gets crazy. I'm telling you guys, it's about to be a revolution. The side that you're gonna be on. You're gonna be on the side that believes that the government is just made up of regular fucking people, unelected mostly. Most often, especially in the UK, because the EU is unelected. It wasn't voted in, they just did it. But anyways, are you going to be one of those persons who thinks that other people tend to like to do this best way, or are you going to be one of those persons that knows that only you know what's best for you? This. Turner. Dump that shit out, right? Dump that shit out. Put that shit back there. Put this shit right here. Get this shit right here. Put in this shit here. Just shit, 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 shit. Let's get it out. So, hopefully everybody had a badass Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day as well. Thank you for everybody who sacrificed their lives so that we can have a better future here and be safe and be able to fucking cry and melt like snowflakes here in America. Thank you. My grandfather served the army, so I didn't. I know a lot of people have. The only reason I didn't, well, there's a couple reasons. When I got older, it was my tattoo. When I was younger, when I actually wanted to, it was my asthma. So, but I do want to serve. But you don't really have to serve in the service to serve your country. Go into politics and really actually be for the people, you know. Just kind of what I want to do, but who knows? We'll see what happens. See what motherfucking happens. Boom, got it. Bada bing, bada boom. You're this guy in the room. How you doing? Enzo Amore is supposed to come out tomorrow or later today. And it's a cop. I guess talk about what he's gonna do with the rest of his life now, since he's been cleared of those charges. Which is good for him, man. Good for him. Shit. I mean, if he did it, and there was just, you know, he lucked out with there not being enough evidence to charge him with anything, then, you know, fuck him. You know, he really did it. But if he really didn't do it, if that's the reason they couldn't find enough evidence to go through with it, then, I mean, truth is the truth. I'm just for the truth. We'll see what happens with him. I really want to drink my coffee, but my coffee tastes like shit. It's like, it's gross. It's caramel, but not caramel all the way. It's just a big fucking cup of disappointment. Hold on, guys. Let me do this real quick, right? How the fuck, Dad? Quit playing games with my heart. Had that song stuck in my head. I don't even know if I sang it right. But the fucking Backstreet Boys, man. Backstreet Boys always get me, especially like if I've been drinking, which nowadays is hardly ever. I usually stick to just smoking my wild tobacco. You know, if you go to most museums, you go to like an exhibit where they talk about Indians or whatever, it'll say that they used to smoke like peyote and whatever, mescaline, or however you prefer to pronounce that weird. But where I live, it says they smoke tobacco and wild tobacco. Now, me and Ram actually was supposed to be like telling me about it. Like, when I looked at it, like it said wild tobacco. It's like, you know what they mean, wild tobacco. You know what they mean, wild tobacco. Green tobacco. That just goes to show you how far, like, political correctness has gone. Everything is, like, politically correct. Everything is, like, I was going to say, like, people are so sensitive nowadays. People really are sensitive nowadays. People are super sensitive. They use too much emotion when they talk or when they're receiving or interpreting information, especially when it's about themselves, you know. Like, you know, I know people that'll tell me, ask me questions like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And they give my honest opinion and they get offended. It's like, well, you asked. I wouldn't have told you anything if you had asked, bro. You're the one that wanted my opinion and you don't like my opinion. You must be an idiot. People nowadays are just too goddamn sensitive. Too sensitive. Way too sensitive. Sooner or later, they're going to start saying that you can't tell your animals certain shit. Mars. My dog is outside with me. Kind of don't want him to be next to me. Go, Mars. Go there. You're fine. Good boy. I'm so thirsty, I want my coffee, but shitty coffee. It's just really shitty coffee. Guys, if you've made it fucking 12 minutes and 45 seconds, congratulations. And if you're seeing this, watching this, hearing this, whatever the fuck, send us some feedback. Alright. Hey, bitch. That's bad. That's bad. Jesus Christ. I just noticed the time. It's really early. Let's see what happens in a little bit when my mind finally gets ready. I don't know why it's so hard for me to talk when I'm not kind of hurt. Like, it's so hard for me to articulate things and put whatever I have, whatever thoughts I have in my mind into words. I don't know why. It saddens me. Man, I was going through a movie catalog here on for Christmas, somebody gave me a broken, a jailbroken fire stick with a Kodi on it. And I was taking a tape and looking at all the movies, and that's... For the past couple of years, guys, I haven't really been going to movies. It's only for, like, movies I absolutely want to see, mostly the Marvel movies and the DC movies. And we have this thing in our family where, like, every once in a while, every Sunday, we'll go. Or not even Sundays, but we'll just all go, us and the family, we'll just go to the movie theaters. We'll just watch a movie together, just be with each other, laugh, do commentary on the movie. It's just, it's fucking hilarious. It's funny as shit. It's funny as shit. And given that thought, going back to talking about doing commentary for the movies, I really miss going to the movies with my big cousin Lewis. My big cousin Lewis is one of the funniest persons. He's like a roast master. Hopefully one day we'll have a mom. And this light is on again. I fucking hate when that light turns on. It just really pisses me off. Just because, like, I know you're recording me. You don't have to, like, give me a sign. But anyways, I was looking at the catalog on the Kodi, the Fire Stick. And there is so many movies that I've missed. Oh, another thing, I didn't get to watch it all. I actually only saw the beginning, and then me and my daughter, we just dozed off. We were already sleepy. It was already late. It was already late. We were hanging on by a thread, playing freaking Power Rangers and Mermaids. But the Batman Ninja, my God. On my TV. Hopefully you have a 4K TV or HD TV, because the animation was absolutely beautiful. Like, I saw the colors, it's so vibrant, the way they drew Batman and the way his suit looked, some of the shadings and stuff. On this helmet on the side. Oh my God, it was just, it's stunning. It's stunning. And it's good. From what I saw in the beginning, it was good. I liked it a lot. I really did. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it. Because for DC, right now, the animated stuff is like the only stuff that is appealing to me, that's good, that I don't like go back and question, like the movies. So movies are just movies. Their movies, they're just rushing shit. Like, they're just rushing shit way too fast. Like the Marvel sim, like the Marvel movies, like this build up 10 years or however long it's been a minute, but it's been worth it. Like, especially with the execution of Infinity Wars. I don't have too much to gripe about with Infinity Wars. The story was good, visually was good. Everybody did what they needed to do to bring the characters to life. Like, it was a good movie. It was worth it. Like, waiting all those years, it was worth it. Letting some of the characters get their own movies and the teams get their own movies. It was good. Like, that's the way it should have been then. But DC doesn't win. But anyways, yeah, Batman Ninja. Definitely check it out. Definitely check it out. I loved it from what I saw. Then we ended up crashing out. And I actually woke up really late, early, because I wake up a certain time. That was just my routine. And I woke up pretty late. Usually I wake up early. So I get it all worked out. It all worked out. Think higher power, it all worked out. But yeah. Oh, phone's down, guys. Phone's down. Phone's been doing this thing that's been pissing me off. It hasn't been vibrating. Like, it's on the vibrating setting. But it just... I want it to vibrate for my text messages. It vibrates for phone calls and everything else. But not my text messages. It's like, why? I don't get it. It says everything, you know. The general setting is... It vibrates. Said it. Let's read some shit on Twitter right here. Let's see. Oh, you know what? We should visit the Drudge Report. Let's go to the Drudge Report. To go to the Jersey Point on this. My freaking eye. Flash flood hit, excuse me. Flash floods hit Baltimore. Shot images out of Ellicott City. They don't want that to be loud for you guys. Let's see what else we got. Damn, the Browns going back to the finals. Jesus Christ. Black teens accused of running over female cops. Wasn't that where the cop ran a body cam? So, hopefully she was, because then they wouldn't really need to be in an accusation, because then they just have them on camera actually running her over if they did. If they did. I'm not saying they did. I'm not saying they didn't. Fight on flight. Man spits blood. Punches fly. Death threats over beer. Like, if someone spits on me, man, right here where I'm from, it's soft, so... You get in these hands, like, I don't even care if I just start throwing hands and you still kick my ass. Like, I'm still going to send some type of message. Like, you don't fucking spit on people. What the hell's wrong with you? You gross asshole. Fucking spitting on people. Yeah, these hands, Braun Strowman style. Damn it. Went back. Let's see. Weinstein wanted to make Doc on himself. Let's read that. This is off of page6.com. Harvey Weinstein wanted to make a documentary on himself before turning himself into the police with criminal charges Friday. Sources say Harvey Weinstein had been hatching a plan to make a documentary on himself that would tell his side of the story. Sources told Page Six that Weinstein was reaching out to industry sources to help him make the film, including one person whose medical bills he'd helped to pay years ago. He's been trying to get a documentary, quote, and I quote, he's been trying to get a documentary done on himself, said a film insider on Weinstein, who was out on a $1 million bail and facing felony charges of rape and criminal sex acts against two women. And I quote, he wanted to make a film he could control. He'd been calling people, said the source. But a rep for Weinstein told Page Six when reached for comment, he isn't interested in a documentary about his experience. Didn't happen. The film source said that when Weinstein was pitching his planned doc, he kept saying, when this is over, referring to the scandal in which dozens of women, including movie stars Angelina Jolie, had actually judged when the Paltrow had accused him of sexual harassment and assault. He's denied the claims. The source said the doc concept was before Weinstein turned himself into authorities on Friday morning. His lawyer, Ben Braffman, told Page Six of the criminal case he intends to file a motion to dismiss the charges as being legally flawed and not supported by credible evidence. As far as any documentary, we hear that there have also been outside parties looking to pursue a film on the fallen mogul as his corporate, with his cooperation. Sorry, guys. We heard. And like a scene straight out of a player, one Hollywood exec news to us when we asked about the viability of a potential project, quote, it could be like Wiener meets If I Did It, of course, with his legal issues. This could go on forever, but someone could film him while he's going through this. So that just means somebody is already filming him. He's going to try to clean up his image by having this whole thing blow over it. He's going to do this. I mean, the problem is, like, these ladies or whoever, these victims, I'll call them victims, because that's what they are, right? They're victims. They really are. I'm not trying to defend Harvey Weinstein. He's gross, but for me, if somebody sexually assaulted me or tried to harass me or between weird and around me, I'm going to make it an issue. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to make it an issue. I'm going to go to the authorities right after it happens, and no amount of money, for me, is going to deter me from letting you get what you deserve. Like, fuck that way. You raped me? If I was a woman, if you raped me, or even now, even with, I mean, literally, not, if anybody did anything to me, I'm letting the legal system take care of it. Fuck that. Like, I don't care about the money. You're going to jail, you're going to do your time. It's going to be known that you're a felon. You committed these crimes and everything. Like, that's what I want. This is your reputation. But that's just how much I would care about myself, or I do care about myself. I actually would do something. Let's check out what this is. This is from The Sun. Shard chart. That's what it says. UK weather, spectacular photos show lightning strike hit London's Shard as 50,000 boats batter UK in wild storm. Excuse excuse me, I'm so sorry. No, it's loud. Dang. That is why I'm muting. Like this. The shard is struck by a lightning bolt in this stunning picture as a spectacular electrical storm swept the UK overnight. And it looks pretty gnarly. It's hitting it and like, it looks like a shard. It's just has a surrounding with lightning around it, electricity. As weird as they're just having like an electrical storm. That means that somewhere there's gonna be a tsunami or earthquake. And I know you're probably telling me crazy. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's crazy shit. But that's how they do it, is they shoot electricity into the ionosphere and get it to go up and then drop back down. I mean, it could just be weather, though. You know, let's actually look that up, because let's check it out. Look it up on YouTube. I know they got something about it on YouTube. Sorry guys, I lied. Well, I didn't lie, but I'm just not finding the video that I saw. Can't find it. Oh well. But look into it. Look into that for yourself. So not lying. Take a sip of this shitty coffee, guys. I'm gonna have to do it. Find that video for you guys, man. Damn it. I can't find it. It's taking my tip. Let's try. I'm not too sure. But I am pretty good. But I guess that's gonna do it for this hurt session, guys. I don't wanna do too long a segment, you know. It's pretty freaking still pretty early where I'm at. And I'll start getting ready for the day. So have a good one. Remember, never alone. You're never alone. Don't let the worry get to you, don't let things that consume you, and don't let the fear eat away at you. You're never alone, man. Never alone, guys. You're never alone. Get us at on Twitter, HurtWords Podcast at HurtWords3, Gmail at HurtWords with the Z at gmail.com, and on Instagram at HurtWords3. You can also watch us on YouTube now. Been live streaming. Check us out on YouTube. Got some videos posted up. Me and Ram. Episode 13 is the latest episode. Should have episode 14 up for you guys pretty soon. Guys, have a good one, Hurt Nation. Peace out, guys. Peace out. Y'all guys have a good day now. All right? We love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.